everyone, and welcome to the very first recording of the SWB Crawlcast. I'm calling this episode zero because it's more or less a test, and it's also sort of an introduction. I don't intend to have a ton of content in this particular podcast, so if you're listening, just bear with me. I still have to figure out how to do things like distribute a podcast and even edit a podcast. Recording this via my phone as I'm commuting. So I'd like to start with a disclaimer. I'm not driving distracted. This is really very similar to simply taking a phone call hands-free while driving. I've got my phone recording through Bluetooth connection to the head unit in my Jeep, which then, of course, has a microphone. So this is no different than a one-sided phone call. Don't worry about my safety. I'm not that dumb. So I have an hour commute every day. I thought I'd try recording at least a brief podcast every so often as I drive. There's a stretch of the commute where the speed limit is low enough where I feel like there's not too much road noise, so the background noise that my Jeep generates while driving down the road would be too distracting. I'll see if I can find a way to edit out that noise later. I'm not exactly a sound engineer, but I'm better than most at these computer things, and I feel like I should be able to find some kind of a solution. So if you hear noise in the background that sounds sort of like wind whistling over a soft top in a 2005 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited, then that's because that's exactly what it is. If you hear a hum in the background that sounds sort of like a 31-inch mud terrain tire, then that's because it is. So bear with me. So I thought I'd use today as simply an introduction. I'm recording on November the 18th, 2015. Like I said, I haven't even figured out how to distribute this podcast yet. So when you hear this, or when it's available, is going to depend solely on how soon I can figure that piece out. I'd also like to try my hand at editing, so there's going to be a learning curve there as well. It could be a few days before this actually hits the interwebs. So I'm Nate. I've been in the Jeep community for probably about 15 years. I've been off-roading for probably almost 20 years. I was exposed to the off-road bug as a kid. My dad drove a number of pickup trucks, some of them four-wheel drive, through our hunting excursions and scout camp and whatnot. I had plenty of exposure to leaving the pavement, and I always loved it. So naturally, when I bought my first vehicle, it was an SUV, 1989 Chevy S10 Blazer. And of course, it wasn't long before I got the thing dirty, and then muddy, and then sunk up to its axles in mud, and then my dad had to come rescue me, and I was late for work, and it was lots of fun. Since then, I've owned several Jeeps. I commuted with a guy at the time to college, and he was a Jeep guy. He had a 95 YJ, plain old, you know, 2.5 liter, nothing special, some very mild modifications, but the thing was just awesome. I'd always loved Jeeps, and he was really bitten by the bug, and he still is to this day, which is cool, because he's one of my wheeling buddies. So he talked me into trading the 89 Blazer in on a 1990 Jeep Wrangler. Well, he talked me into trading it in on a Jeep. I found a 90 Wrangler, which was very similar to the one he was driving, except that it was 5 years older. It had a 2.5 manual transmission, nothing special again. The thing was actually pulled out of a junkyard, as far as I could tell, and rebuilt and put on a car lot. Funny story, a few years after I got it, I learned to drive standard on the thing, so of course the clutch had gone maybe a year into my ownership of that vehicle. And when the mechanic opened it up to replace the clutch, he found the remains of a dead animal within the bell housing, which was sort of amusing. It's reinforced my belief that the thing had been pulled from a junkyard, or at least that it sat for a very long time before it was put back on the road. I never went as far as to check a vehicle history report or whatever, but whatever. So after that, I decided that I needed a beefier drivetrain. So I went and I traded that I sold that 90 outright on eBay, and I bought a 92 YJ Islander with the 4.0 and again a manual transmission, and you know, your standard Islander. It had no modifications other than that the previous owner had put some 31-inch tires on it, which, if you're familiar with the YJ platform, is about the maximum that you can run on a YJ without any modifications. The fenders, as a result, had been somewhat trimmed. I don't know if he did that on purpose or if it was just from hitting bumps on the road, because those 31s barely fit. I quickly put 3.5-inch lift on it and some 33s, which also rubbed after, you know, at full articulation, but at least they didn't bump when I hit bumps on the road. After that, I quickly put some TJ flares on it, and that's pretty much how I wheeled the thing for years to come. It probably spent 4 or 5 years in that configuration, and then I decided to go spring over. Over the years, I had done some other upgrades, things like put a roll cage in it, and some further body modification to give me some more clearance. I also swapped down a 44 from an 87 Cherokee with a towing package, which is a rare find. If you've followed down a 44 swaps at all, you might know that that's a pretty rare bird. I was able to find one and swap it in there. And along with that came the usual slip yoke eliminator, and I believe I put a Detroit and some 410s in the front and rear. That was all before I went spring over. After I went spring over, I really only wheeled the thing for about 2 years. And then something possessed me to sell the Jeep. After about, I'd say, 10 years of ownership, I finally decided that it was just time to sell it and move on to something else. I've regretted it ever since. So from there, I moved on to a Cherokee. Well, actually, I drove a Dodge Neon for a little while, and then that got destroyed by a hailstorm. Then I moved into a Cherokee. And then I traded the Cherokee in on a 13 Jeep JK Sport, two-door, not four-door. And I drove that for about 2 years and decided that driving a brand new Jeep just wasn't for me. I bought it brand new in 2013, so I was always paranoid, A, about making my payments, which was a difficult thing to begin with, and B, about damaging the thing, because the payments left me with very little leftover money to do any modifications, very little money to do repairs, very little money to do much of anything. So I decided to trade that in. Also, in the meantime, at least technically while I owned that blue Islander and up to when I had the 13 JK, well, I had gotten married and now we have kids. So when I traded the 13 two-door in, part of it was because we had a new baby on the way and I needed some more room. What I would have loved to have done was gotten into a four-door, but I just couldn't swing that. It wouldn't have been any better financially. So I ended up in an 05 LJ, which is what I own today. And I intend to own it for quite some time. The future of my off-road vehicles may depend on how long I own this thing. I also have a 1990 YJ, which you can only barely call a YJ at this point because it's just a frame and a tub and some stock axles. There's no drivetrain, there's no motor, there's no transmission, there's no transfer case. Heck, it doesn't even have any seats at the moment. But that's sort of a project that I have going on. I'm hoping to turn that into, eventually, just a strictly trail Jeep that I can just take out, drag it over some rocks, bury it in some mud, whatever, and then just drag it home and clean it up and go back to driving whatever I'm driving daily at the time. The problem is that's a very, very expensive and very, very slow-moving project, and because of the previously mentioned tight financial situation, especially with two kids, it just isn't moving. So I'll probably end up slightly modifying this LJ and using it for the foreseeable future. I've had it off-road officially probably twice at this point. after almost a year of ownership. I mean, I've had it off the pavement more than that, but actually out on off-roading trips and whatnot. In fact, it may only be once. We went up to the Anthracite off-road adventure area in the spring. We intended to go again sometime in November, but that doesn't look like it's panning out. So that's about me and the vehicles that I've driven. I treat the Jeep and off-road industry as a hobby, not a business. So this is really just for my entertainment and my own education, and because I like to do things that are outside of my comfort zone sometimes, and this is one of them. I actually work in the IT industry, which is why I mentioned earlier that I'm better than most at these computer things. I'm a systems administrator. I have been for a very long time at this point. Probably, I've been in IT even longer than I've been in a Jeep. So I guess that's my first love, if you want to call it that. So, on to SWB Crawler itself. So, if you're listening to this, you must already have some sort of contact with me. Otherwise, I'm not sure how you would have found the podcast. Whether it be in the online entity, which is swbcrawler.com, or via the Twitter handle, swbcrawler, that I frequently post on. So you may already be aware of my site and what it is, but I may as well go into a little bit of history about where it came from and why it's there. So again, it's a hobby. I've been driving these Jeeps for so long, and I love to share information. I love to share projects I've done. I like to help out the new guy. I like to let people know how I got over a particular issue. You know, say, you know, whether it's swapping a transmission in that YJ, or when I put the flares on, or just a particularly common mistake I see off-road that I'd like to try to help people avoid, or even in Jeep builds, or whatever. I like to take the experiences that I've had and share them with everybody so that the community in general can benefit, and I like to think I'm doing a good job of that. I also sell a very small number of products through the SWB Crawler name, mainly paracord products. I tried my hand at a couple of vinyl decals that didn't really take off, but these handles are really interesting. I basically build them so that you could deploy them in an emergency situation as, you know, just a solid piece of rope, or at least as many pieces of solid rope as possible, as few pieces of solid rope as possible. So my handles come in. So each handle has four pieces of solid rope. Instead of some other brands that, you know, they take that piece of solid rope and they cut it down so they can do things like make fancy colors or whatever. Maybe I'll have a future podcast where I discuss that. I've also been featured on the Off-Road Add-ons podcast. Randy, if you're listening, I'm not trying to supplant you as an off-road podcaster. I've also noticed that your podcast seems to have fallen off. I hope things are well, and I hope to hear from you again soon. I loved being on your podcast, and I would do it again in a heartbeat. So thanks for that. Anyway, I recorded a podcast with Randy at Off-Road Add-Ons, specifically about my paracord products. So if you want more information about those, you can check out that. I believe it was episode number 16 or 17. I don't have it in front of me. And like I said, I'm driving. I'm not about to look it up. So the SWB Crawler name comes from the platform of the vehicle, which I love so dearly, which is the Jeep Wrangler. Obviously, I'm in a LJ at the moment, which is not as short a wheelbase as the YJ, but short wheelbase crawler is what SWB Crawler stands for. I love rock crawling, which is why the name Crawler worked its way in there. So the SWB Crawler website is essentially a place where I write articles and publish them about things Jeep-related, whether it be projects or, you know, just tidbits of information. It's also a place where I write a blog sort of infrequently about things I'm doing and projects I'm working on, things that aren't quite article-worthy but are things that I'd like to get out there. This podcast will probably turn into a similar format to that where, you know, I'll just talk about things that are going on, maybe Jeep-related items in the news or interesting things that I've read over the course of, you know, the span of time between podcasts. I'm toying with the idea of making this weekly, but I don't know if I can commit to that or even if there will be enough content for that. So that's swbcrawler.com and Nate in general. I'm not really sure what else I should include in this particular episode, but I just want to say thank you for listening, and I hope to have more interesting content for you in the near future. So until next time, thanks for listening.